Griller Alta Barrel Vintage Baseball Podcast. It's me, Beer and Griller, along with Swamp Fox, co-hosting.
That's me.
He just got done with the match. He was a part of the Canton Corn Shuckers against the, how the hell did you guys play? German Village 9.
Yeah. So, did you get the pun there? The German Village 9?
Nine.
There you go.
I didn't get it until just now.
There you are.
Thank you. We have another guest. We're going to finish strong here and get as many 8-minute interviews in as Rudy's wife will allow. So let's see. Introduce yourself, guest in the chair.
I am Kyle McGilvery, also known as the mayor.
It's terrible. When you were on Frankenmuth, what was your name?
Pretzel Burgermeister.
We changed it all the time. Pretzel was a good one, though.
That was a good one.
You did not start out with pretzel. Somebody filled in for a match for us, and I came up with pretzel, and I'm like, you know what? That's too good to just lose on a, just to fill in. We got to use pretzel.
That's a
Burgermeister,
good one.
Meister Burger. That's from
Night.
It's a Santa Claus, one of those Santa Claus Christmas movies. Remember the Burgermeister Burger?
No.
What?
What, like the Santa Claus? The Santa Claus with like Tim Allen?
Tim Allen.
No.
That's like
these are the.
Oh, you're talking about the Heat Miser.
Not that same one.
Gotcha.
Kyle, what team do you consider yourself a member of right now?
Right now, I play with Flat Rock whenever I can.
Okay, so you're a Flat Rock, Bear Clan member.
Yes.
You also play with Canton, obviously. You also play with
Flint Lumber City.
The Lumber City gentleman from Flint, Michigan. Anybody else you want to throw in there?
In Frankenmuth,
whenever they existed.
Wow.
He's like the Mike Feeney light.
Yeah, he's Mike Feeney light.
Exactly.
Feeney light. Fantastic.
Kyle, how did you, as a young man, run across vintage baseball?
So, my buddy got me into it through, U of M Flint sponsors the Flint Lumber City team. So, my buddy that I was going to school with, we played Ultimate Frisbee together at U of M Flint. He kept getting me to come to practices for vintage baseball, and then he just got me hooked. And then he left. He went to New York, so.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Son of a... You mentioned the Ultimate Frisbee. You still do that. You do a lot of travel. You do more traveling for Ultimate Frisbee than you do for baseball. Is that correct?
Yeah, most likely. So I used to play Ultimate Frisbee, a little different from disc golf. That's what I do now.
Oh, jeez. Don't start with your snobbery on the Frisbee sports. It's not Ultimate Frisbee. It's this other Frisbee.
Listen, I don't run anymore. That's the thing.
Have you ever just went on a beach and thrown a Frisbee to a dog? Because that's the best of the Frisbee sports, I think. Is anybody...
Probably not.
Listen, there's that number one. A close second is when you really want a burrito and you have no plates left and you're single and you have an apartment and you use a Frisbee as a plate for your burrito. That's the second best Frisbee sport there is.
I am historically bad at Frisbee. The last time I threw a Frisbee recreationally... was in Central Park, and I hit a man in the head.
Kyle, to anybody who doesn't play the other thing other than Ultimate Frisbee, I don't know.
Disc golf.
Okay, a lot of people have heard of disc golf. Not a lot of people play it. If you could explain it in 60 seconds, what is disc golf?
It's like regular golf. You have par. Threes, fours, fives, whatever it is. You're throwing a Frisbee. They're a lot smaller than your normal Frisbee. They're still drivers, putters, mid-ranges. They all have a different type of rim. They turn different ways. They roll different. Everything.
Wait a second. You're rocking my world here. So you have a putter and a driver.
Oh, yeah.
What's going to be the difference between a putter and a driver?
You don't have to put as much spin on it. So the more rotations you put on it, the farther it's going to go.
Are they different sizes?
No, they're all the same size.
Every single disc is the same exact size.
The big thing is the higher speed. There's different speeds they get graded. The bigger the rim will be. The bigger the rim, the more you got to spin it to get it to go farther.
How do you not throw a frisbee? And how can you control the spin of a frisbee when you throw?
I mean, that's practice. Obviously, it's practice. But if
it's witchcraft,
there's a lot to it.
You gotta first. You have to be able to throw a frisbee. You obviously cannot.
Yeah,
I cannot as well.
That's why we're meant for each other.
I try. If I try for any distance, like if somebody was standing like 10 feet away, I'd be all right. But if you're talking about distance, it'll do this. It'll stop doing this. It'll do this. Yeah. And then it goes on the ground because it's a ridiculously bad throw.
It's just a roller. You're throwing a roller.
You're not catching me with this, Kyle. It's never going to catch on with me. But if you go to your local park, seriously, there's a disc golf. What do you call it?
Basket?
Course.
Yeah, course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll see the baskets, yeah.
You see the baskets everywhere. So
weird chain links.
There's a lot of people that play it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I think I'd be more interested in it if I could throw a frisbee. If I could throw a frisbee, I'd go out and try it.
Yeah. It's free. That's the best part.
But when you're not good at something, when you're not good at the very beginning. Hey, Kyle, season's coming to an end here. Your highlights of the season?
Well, we took seconds at World. Kind of a highlight.
It is a highlight.
You
finished second at Worlds.
We've done it two times now. Two times we've been there. So
look, if you finish second at Worlds, it's better than winning.
I mean,
take it as a five-time runner-up with the Bay City Independents. We're better.
I'm a three-time runner-up. So
Our best achievement this year was we went to Gettysburg. We won four straight.
That's good.
So we're 8-0 in Gettysburg right now. So that's awesome.
And what's that getting you?
Nothing.
All right.
We got a coin.
We got eight coins. You get these cool coins.
8 coins in respect.
What do you turn those coins? Can you buy something with those coins?
No.
I'm sure they're probably they're it, it's a it's a
there's got to be
it's
a
legal tender. You can
it's a 50 it. Cent piece. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, good job, you guys. $4 for the Bear Clan of Flat Rock. that works out great.
The energy here today, this weekend, at the Ohio Cup. Talk about that for you. As I'm assuming this is your first Ohio Cup.
Yes, first time I came here. First time I ever played vintage in Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Never played vintage in Ohio. Played against you guys at Columbus at Frankenmuth, though.
Yeah.
Only time I played in Ohio was just this weekend. So, and Canton, you know, asked me to come out here. I was all about it. Took the whole weekend off and couldn't wait to be out here. So
it's a little different.
A little different. Didn't know it was bound coming here. Didn't know I couldn't wear spikes. I got some shoes from somebody because I felt like an idiot. Nobody called me out, though.
Yeah, it happens.
I just changed.
It happens. It happened to me at the Akron Cup. Sorry, Scott Hamblin, but it did.
Nobody knew. I just changed. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Now they do know, Kyle. You can't come back. You're banned from Ohio.
Oh, you're on a list.
Yeah.
There is a list. Well, Kyle, that's it. 8 minutes. Boy, that went by fast.
Yeah.
Man, he needs more. You got to hit him up later.
Hit him up later. It's the end.
Like an hour, like in the off season.
He's got to go home. Oh, yeah. No, Kyle. Kyle, I have to publicly give you my admiration. When I started the Frankenmuth Club, which was an end to a means for the Frankenmuth Festival, actually, you were on board for everything. You wanted to help grow that. Unfortunately, we couldn't get Frankenmuth to want to grow that. So that nipped
couldn't
us in the
guys.
Bud. You can't have a club where everybody's an out of town player. There's no formula for success in that.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult, guys.
We had a solid 9 for like 2 games.
We did a photo shoot with just the two of us. We went into Bronner's, a Christmas store, like we were walking out of the Christmas trees, like the corn at Field of Dreams. But we were walking out of the Christmas trees. The concept was amazing, but you need like 8 more guys and somebody running the camera to get
creepily popping out of trees everywhere. Why did you remind me of that? I totally forgot about it.
It was so bad. But
it was terrible.
But you know what? You came and you did it with me.
Good thing I'm not on Facebook because I don't have any of my friends see it.
I don't think that I ever released those pictures.
No, those are just for your personal
collection. Yeah,
that's what
right.
they turned into.
Oh,
I was looking at it. I'm like, I don't know. It's not giving the message off that I'm trying to give here, so we'll not do that.
You're definitely on a list at Bronner's then. Be like, you guys see those two creeps walking in?
Well, Bronner's kind of against the vintage baseball. Now I'm starting to realize what's going on here.
Starting to learn why.
But Kyle, I love you, brother. I appreciate you.
Can't wait for Frankenmuth to be back.
Yeah, it's coming.
Can't
back,
wait.
Right? Yeah.
Stop it.
We'll all make right. sure that don't schedule us against Flat Rock.
No, you guys play each other too much.
No, yeah, too much already.
He's going to be playing with three teams that weekend.
At least six.
Six. All right, take care, Kyle, on the way home. Be safe.
Thank you.